There was great joy in Bethlehem when Jesus was born. Joseph and Mary and the shepherds that came and the angels and the magi from the east who came to worship him. It was not too much different than the manger scenes that we see in our homes this time of the year. But the joy of birth was followed by a great tragedy in Bethlehem and the region thereabout. And not just a tragedy, a great crime, a mass murder by Herod the king. You see, he had wanted to find out where Jesus was that he might then be able to murder him, and he had asked the magi to come back and tell him where the child was because nobody knew the exact location, but he figured if they could find him and they would tell him, he would make a pretense of coming and joining in with the worship and he would kill the child. Well, when they were warned of God to leave by another route, the Magi simply avoided Herod and did not tell him. Herod, in a tremendous fit of rage, decided that he would murder all the children in Bethlehem and all the children in the roundabout region to make sure that he got the Christ child. It was entirely within his character to do so. He was a ruthless man, a murderous man who would brook no challenge to the authority of his throne. He murdered people in his own family. He was absolutely bloodthirsty. But God warned Joseph and Mary as soon as the Magi left, and they left for Jewish community in Egypt. And so they left. But there was a great slaughter. We've seen those kind of things like that. A psychopath kills children. A murderous ruler kills whole portions of his country. And we ask, where is God? Well, I don't know that I can give a good answer as to why these things happen or why God allows them to happen. I know this. I cannot blame God for what Herod did. I can only call out to God to help me in my spirit and to comfort me and do what I can to protect the innocent and to protect people from evil. Let's read about it in Matthew, the 2nd chapter and the 12th verse, speaking of the Magi. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country in another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be you there until I bring you word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceedingly angry, and went forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was justified that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, In Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation, and weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted, because they are not. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I come to you and give you great praise. I thank you for your wisdom. I thank you, O Lord, for the world that we live in, that you created for us. I am sorry that we have ruined this world, and sin has brought such terrible tragedies into our world, such as happened to these families in Bethlehem. I pray, O Lord God, that you would help me to understand that you do not approve of these things, and that evil people have their way for now. Help me, O Lord, give me strength to protect the innocent. Help me, O Lord, to do what I can. But, O Lord, I know that I will only fully understand this when I see you in heaven someday. And so I pray until that time for your comfort and your grace in my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.